Now, one of North Somerset's Great Lakes will be back this summer. After a short-lived reopening last year, the Marine Lake in Weston-super-Mare will hopefully be ready for swimming again this June, after North Somerset Council got the go-ahead to remove around 30,000 tonnes of silt. It's part of a £700,000 investment to improve what the council is calling the Great Lakes of Weston, Clevedon and Portishead. So, come the summer, they'll be competing with the likes of Lake Michigan and Lake Superior.
The Great Lakes. Breathtaking scenery. Clear waters. Crazy golf. The great outdoors. The call of the wild. Miniature remote control sailboats. Glorious sunshine. A sense of peace. Donkey rides. This summer, visit the Great Lakes of North Somerset. Now silt-free.
Just an idea there of how North Somerset Council could advertise its own Great Lakes to visitors this summer. Work to clear 30,000 tonnes of silt from Weston Marine Lake starts tomorrow. It's expected to take a couple of months, after which the two faulty sluice gates will be replaced. And then the lake should be ready to reopen at the start of June, so we will be able to go swimming again in the Marine Lake in Weston. And before it reopened for a bit last year, our reporter Chris Arnold went to meet Jan Doyle and Sue Lassen from the Mudlarks Group, a volunteer group who maintain the lake.
Mudlarks are a CIC, a community interest group, who formed to raise awareness of the need to drain and dredge Weston Marine Lake and to bring it up to a standard that's great for the community. Because we've got a community, but Weston has two of the poorest areas in the country, and we want free swimming, free water activities, free place for families to bring their children, and we want it to be safe. And the trouble is that the sea here, wonderful as it is, goes out an awful long way, and most of the day you can't reach it. So if Weston Marine Lake is sorted, then we'll have 24-hour, 360-day a year water for swimming and water sports and family activities.
So unlike Clevedon Marine Lake, for example, people don't really come down here as much as maybe they could do if it was all sorted out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've now got swimming teachers who are really interested in coming when it's sorted, and it could be a place that really makes money for itself. But at the moment, no swimming teacher is going to bring their class here, because if you put your hand down, you just pick up mud. And we've got, stand-up paddleboarders and canoeists and all these people who want to come here but can't at the moment. So it's going to be great.
That's our reporter, Chris Arnold, at the Marine Lake in Weston-super-Mare last April, chatting to Jan Doyle and Sue Lassen from the Mudlarks Group. Now, of course, the lake did reopen very briefly last year, but then had to be closed due to safety concerns when a teenager got stuck in the mud. Work begins again this week to remove 30,000 tonnes of silt. It's hoped the lake in Weston can be reopened to the public for swimming again by the beginning of June.